नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 42। त्वयि मे नान्य विषया मतिर मधुपते संस्कृत रतिम उद्वहता अद्धा गंगे वागम उदन्वती त्वयि मे अनन्य विषया मतिर मधुपते स्वाकृत रतिम उद्वहता अद्धा गंगे वागौगम उदन्वती त्वयि अंटू यू मे माय अनन्य विषय अनअलॉयड मति ही अटेंशन मधुपते ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ मधु असकृत कंटिन्यूअसली रतिम अट्रैक्शन उद्वहता में ओवरफ्लो अद्धा डायरेक्टली गंगा द गंगा इव लाइक ओगम फ्लोज उदनवती डाउन टू द सी। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ मधु एज द गंगा फॉर एवर फ्लोज टू द सी विदाउट हिंड्रेंस लेट माई अट्रैक्शन बी कॉन्स्टेंटली ड्रॉन अन टू यू विदाउट बींग डाइवर्टेड टू एनी वन एल्स। प्लीज रिपीट। ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ मधु एज द गंगा फॉर एवर फ्लोज to the sea without hindrance let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. Purport. Perfection of pure devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted towards the transcendental loving service of the Lord. To cut off the tie of all other affections does not mean complete negation of the finer elements like affection for someone else. This is not possible. A living being, whoever he may be, must have this feeling of affection for others because this is a symptom of life. The symptoms of life, such as desire, anger, hankerings, feelings of attraction, etc., cannot be annihilated. Only the objective has to be changed. Desires cannot be negated, but in devotional service, the desire is changed only for the service of the Lord, in place of desire for sense gratification. The so-called affection for family, society, country, etc., consists of different phases of sense gratification. When this desire is changed for the satisfaction of the Lord, it is called devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita, we can see that Arjuna desired not to fight with his brothers and relations, just to satisfy his own personal desires. But when he heard the message of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, he changed his decision and served the Lord. And for his doing so, he became a famous devotee of the Lord. For it is declared in all the scriptures that Arjuna attained spiritual perfection by devotional service to the Lord in friendship. The fighting was there, the friendship was there. Arjuna was there and Krishna was there. But Arjuna became a different person by devotional service. Therefore, the prayers of Kunti also indicate the same categorical changes in activities. Srimati Kunti Devi wanted to serve the Lord without diversion, and that was her prayer. This unalloyed devotion is the ultimate goal of life. Our attention is usually diverted to the service of something which is non-godly or not in the program of the Lord. When the program is changed into the service of the Lord, that is to say, when the senses are purified in relation with the service of the Lord, it is called pure unalloyed devotional service. Srimati Kunti Devi wanted that perfection and prayed for it from the Lord. Her affection for the Pandavas and the Vrishnis is not out of the range of devotional service, because the service of the Lord and the service of the devotees are identical. Sometimes service to the devotee is more valuable than service to the Lord. But here, the affection of Kunti Devi for the Pandavas and the Vrishnis was due to family relation. This tie of affection in terms of material relation is a relation of Maya, because the relations of the body or the mind are due to the influence of the external energy. Relations of the soul established in relation with the Supreme Soul are factual relations. When Kunti Devi wanted to cut off the family relation, she meant to cut off the relation of the skin. The skin relation is the cause of the material bondage, but the relation of the soul is the cause of freedom. This relation of the soul to the soul can be established by the via medium of the relation with the super soul. Seeing in the darkness is not seeing, but seeing by the light of the sun means to see the sun and everything else which has unseen in the darkness. That is the way of devotional service. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Vai me ananya vishaya Matir Madhupate Askrit Ratim Udvahatat Adha Gange Vagam Udanvati. O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganga forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. So this is the third prayer of Kunti Devi. Earlier she asked for the troubles to be always there, material miseries. The second was she wanted to cut off from the Pandavas and Vrishnis. She says, please help me Krishna get off that attachment. And now she is saying that, she is praying that her attention to Krishna should be without any hindrance. And she is comparing that to Ganga flowing into the sea. Ganga never stops flowing to the sea. It is not a thing that, oh, she is now waiting that, oh, when Ganga will come, give me water. She is constantly doing that. Although human beings have tried to stop her by putting some dams and things like that. But still, generally speaking, she is always flowing toward the sea. Udvahatat may overflow sometimes. You see that. And why? Because she has ratim. It's such a nice way of putting things in the Bhagavatam. You know. Scientists may say, oh, it is the water flows from higher level to lower level, so that's a constant thing, etc., etc. But here, Bhagavatam doesn't see it like that. It says because of the attraction for the sea, Ganga is going towards the sea. Because we know that Ganga is a person also, and she is also a person. So, and here, interestingly, Kunti Devi is calling Krishna Madhupate, Lord of Madhu. Krishna is also called as Madhusudana. So elsewhere, I remember in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada explained that Madhusudana is also coming from Madhu, and Madhu is like Lakshmi. So here it is in the that context, you know, Lord of Madhu means Lord of Lakshmi. Madhu means actually honey, you know, sweet. And who can be more sweet than Radharani? So Radharani is the Adi Lakshmi. So here we see that she wanted to make her devotion perfect. For perfect devotion, it has to be unalloyed. Prabhupada gives the example of Arjuna. That Arjuna in the beginning did not want to fight because of the skin disease. And what is that skin disease? Attraction for the friends and family members and so on. Mainly family members, relations. And then when he heard the message from the Lord directly, he just cut off that relationship at that time, you know, because he killed his own cousins and so on. So that attraction was gone because he understood that the Lord's purpose is much bigger than our own purpose. Again, you know, if you remember, I've been saying this very, very often that ultimately we have to cooperate with the Lord's program. If we cooperate, and that's what, if you cooperate, then things become nice, and that's what Kunti Devi is telling here. This is a prayer of a pure devotee. No hindrance. We say, when we do some rituals, we call for the Vigna Vinashana. You know, the Vigna means the trouble, hindrance. So we pray that please remove these obstacles, Vignas. We call Narasimha Deva as Vigna Vinashak. And Lord Ganesha is also called as Vigna Vinashak, you know, people worshipping before starting anything. The idea is that nobody wants any trouble, any interference in whatever they are doing. But material, they are doing at material level because they want all the pujas are done to get something out of it. But the devotee, the pure devotee especially, who is unalloyed. See, this somebody may ask a question. Arjuna was a devotee. Krishna declared that I am telling you this because you are my devotee and you are my friend. Right? So what is, now we are saying that he became devotee only after hearing Bhagavad Gita. No. He understood the meaning of devotion after hearing Bhagavad Gita. He was a devotee. He understood because Krishna explained to him. And Arjuna asked questions. Arjuna asked questions in the beginning. He was asking some very rough questions. In the sense, his tone was not so submissive. He was challenging Krishna also. He If you see that he gave the lecture in the beginning himself. Oh, if you do this, this will happen. If you do that, that will happen. Now, he is not even asking. He is telling Krishna. But then Krishna, in the course of time, when it comes to the fourth chapter, Krishna tells him, hey, be submissive. You have to approach a spiritual master, serve him and inquire from him submissively, very humbly. And then you see Arjuna's tone changes in Bhagavad Gita. Because although he says in the second chapter that now I am ready, now I want to become your disciple, etc. But still, he is arguing. And once he hears that, then he stops arguing. Then he starts asking only for getting knowledge, you know, or getting understanding. So that's how we should be. Always approach with a submissive mind, and then you can learn. The moment we are not submissive, we are argumentative, then the flow stops. Like Ganga is flowing, and if you put a dam, then the flow stops. Of course, Ganga is so powerful that she overflows the dam. She can overflow the dam. But in our case, Maya is so powerful that she overflows the devotees all the time. You know, devotees want to get rid of Maya, at least in the beginning, mechanically. But then Maya keeps attacking. That's what Prabhupada says, desire cannot be negated. What you have to change is objective. What is that you want? So Arjuna's case, he gives that, you know, Arjuna first wanted to, his desires was there. And all that, what he was doing, what he was saying was at the material level. You know, sense gratification. That's another very interesting thing Prabhupada says, that all these family relations, etc., etc., are all full of sense gratification. Because you say, oh, if I do this for my wife and then she does this for me, you know, like that. It's like a business. Sense gratification. Like I tell sometimes the Mataji is when, you know, that, okay, I love my husband. I say, okay, suppose 4 months he doesn't give you any money, no portion of the salary, then how much that love will be? Very few will be able to say, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, because maybe if they have their own savings. If there are no savings, then what kind of husband are you? So there is a sense gratification. That is why one can remain in family and still be a devotee. It's not that you have to leave. Prabhupada is also saying that's not desired. Only your consciousness will change. You know, that's all. The whole game is consciousness. Like Prabhupada, the fighting was there, the friendship was there, Arjuna was there and Krishna was there. But Arjuna became a different person. Just in that 45 minutes or 1 hour of discussion, he became a different person. And that's what happened to many, many devotees who came in contact with Srila Prabhupada. You know. Before they came into contact, they never even dreamt that they will become a devotee or something. Some came out of curiosity, some came out of gulab jamuns and samosas and, you know. But then when they heard, and then they asked questions and they got some answers, and then suddenly they become interested. First is to have the interest. And then you develop that interest and become something. Not that, you know, suddenly you become a devotee. Very few, very rare. Those are like, you know, they are having so much of sukruti with them that they are ready, they are ripe food. Just required somebody to come and pluck it. And Krishna sends a spiritual master to do that. So this is a fantastic prayer. All the prayers are fantastic, you know. And so there is nothing wrong in wanting perfection. I remember in Bangalore, they used to always criticize me, the management, that you are too idealistic. You want everything perfect. And I used to argue back and say, why not? in this society, I joined this society in that hope only that one day I will become perfect. And so if I don't see something which is perfect, how can I become perfect? Really? If you join somewhere and when you see everybody is, many people are doing all whatever they are doing, so, and nobody is taking any action on that, then how do you expect others to become perfect? Anyway, this was going on all the time. So she wanted to get rid of the relation of the skin. Prabhupada also says this tie of affection in terms of material relation is the relation of Maya, because the relation of the body or the mind are due to the influence of external energy. There is nothing, soul is not involved. Everything is, you know, externally happening. So that's the science. Prabhupada says that is the way of devotional service. And he gives the example of sun also. Sun is there, but you can't see darkness, you can't, you know, but only when you come to sun, then you see the sun and the sun rays and everything. So same way when you come to Krishna, then you see everything in that light of knowledge. Because Krishna is knowledge, Krishna is light. Krishna is not darkness, although he is dark. That's untrue, isn't it? Krishna is dark. But he removes darkness. That's another example of, you know, a transcendent. That's how Krishna is transcendent. Otherwise, how can a dark person be removing darkness? But he is not dark in the material sense. I mean, he is not dark in the spiritual sense. It's very nice. I think we are almost coming to the end of the prayers of Kunti Devi. I wish everybody reads this and starts implementing at least some percentage of that, you know. Come to that 100% level is, even Prabhupada says that people at the highest level also come up to 78% or something. Almost at the highest level, and then only what is left is only few people who are 100%. But we are, 78% is a huge number. For us. Okay. Thank you very much. I'd like to stop here. If you have any questions, comment. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.